There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now. Now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the show. We got a great one. Yeah. Vibrational loving. Vibrational loving. Just say that, Mark. Vibrational loving.
Vibrational loving. Yeah, I feel the love and I feel the vibration. And you know, Dr. Pat, we have got one vibrationally loving guest today, don't we?
Yeah, I'm telling you. We're talking about navigating love upside down and sideways. And look, Marcy Newman joining us here today knows a lot about how to help people when you're upside down, then you're sideways. Then a book comes out called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And then somebody gives me, not the Venus planet thing, they give me Mars. And then from there, I throw the book out. Here we go. We are talking about heart shift. We're talking about what Marcy has been helping people do, countless people, whether it's energy healing, whether it's intuitive counseling, whether it's spiritual ministry, hypnotherapy, Reiki, it's all about the heart. But then when you take that and you look at a deep dive into what she knows about the body, what she knows about the mind, what is the work that she does to help people move from here to there, maybe from down to up, who knows? This is what this show's about. But one thing I want to say about Marcy is this. You've got to have your roots. You've got to put your feet in the ground and say self-love. Just put them smack them down, like smack down those feet today, because that's what we're doing. Right, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely we are, because let's face it, love, and you know, and all of us, Dr. Pat, you, me, Marcy, everything that we do involves energy. And I believe that love is energy. And the thing is, it's got to be one of the most unpredictable forms of energy. A couple weeks back, we did a show on chaos. And look, come on, what can throw your life into chaos more than love?
I don't even want to go down that path. Marcy, it's great to have you. Great to have you on the show. Great
to
see you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you, Mark, for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. And what more of an important conversation could we be having than really talking about love? And I absolutely love the way you expressed it all, because it is. It's a topic that is inside, outside, upside, downside, and it's manifested in so many different ways. And Mark, you're so right on. It's an energy, and we tend to forget that, right? We think that love should follow this very linear route, and we should be able to predict what it's going to do and how we're going to react. Well, none of that is true. And we're going to be talking about that tonight. It's about really understanding love as an energy so that we can navigate to the best of our ability. But it's really so much about being open to both giving and receiving love and staying in that place so that we can really be in our lives.
You know, one of the things that the discussion, when you get into a philosophical discussion of love, you can't put it under a microscope. We can't subject it to a test. We can't scientifically quantify it. Yet we all know it exists. Now, if it's something that actually can't be quantified, yet it exists, here's a strange esoteric question. Then, Marcy, how do we know that it's real?
Yeah, it's actually a great question. But I guess my response to that would be, long before quantitative was even a word or a question, love existed, because love is an energy that is actually the creative life force energy of the entire universe. So without love, we wouldn't be asking such questions. We wouldn't even be trying to define it. Because love is, and that's one of the concepts that I think a lot of people have difficulty with, because they try to define it, quantify it, as you said, Mark, and it's not anything that we can understand in the mind.
Yeah.
Love is all about the heart. And until we go into the heart, we actually remain separate from it, because it's the only place where it is present in all of its wholeness, where it can show itself to us. So that's the journey.
I got to tell you, I got upside down and sideways when I was really young. So I'm going to get right at it with you.
Okay, let's go.
I'm a movie freak. Even as a young child, that's what I would do to just escape whatever I was doing. I had to get out. I had to go to movies. But mostly Godzilla movies and stuff like that. They never kiss, so no big thing. But then there were two movies that hit me hard. Gypsy Rose Lee. Why was I watching Gypsy Rose Lee? Well, Natalie Wood, right? But then there was this other movie. And there was a line from the movie that all of us know, and I never understood growing up.
Yeah.
Love means never to having to say you're sorry.
Right.
Marcy.
Yeah.
That's got to be a heart shift moment.
It is a heart shift moment. Thank you. And it's also a deep dive. And that's where the heart shift takes place. Because again, when we start to recognize our job is really to be love and to be open to love, as I said, if the love energy is something that must be given and received, never having to say you're sorry means that there's no part of that partnership that's greater or lesser than the other. And so the giving and the receiving must be in flow like the breath. Which part of the breath is more important? You can't. You cannot separate it. And so there are things about love that as we, and I know we talk about this, right? And for any of our callers, if you have questions, please ask. But we talk about raising our vibrational frequency so that we can understand love in a way where we actually can work with it and be in alignment with it. And so never having to say you're sorry would never even occur to love. Because love has no judgment, there are no conditions, and there certainly aren't any expectations. But this is a love, excuse me, that's often foreign to us, right? Because yeah. Like you said, Dr. Pat, you've been watching movies since you were a little girl. I have too. And love has become distorted, right? And it is fantastical. We have these fantasies about love and how it is supposed to appear in our lives. And nobody really teaches us about true love. And that's my job.
I had to go to therapy. I got to tell you, I should have came to you. I had to go to therapy, right? I'm in the middle of this relationship and I get Mars. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not kidding. I got that as a Valentine's gift. And I honestly, I thought about that and I thought about, I don't quite get it, right? And I didn't quite understand it. So what I'm trying to say is I don't think I'm different than other people.
No.
I think we go on a journey to feel the deepness, to really feel the healing from times past. You know, we necessarily or not necessarily want to be loved and want to give love back. Maybe we do and maybe we don't know how. And that's why your being here today, Marcy, is so important to help the people calling in as well. You know?
Thank you so much for that. And I do want to make a comment about that, because you brought up such an important aspect about love. And that is, so often we are defining love based on our past experiences. Well, those were limited, obviously, or we wouldn't still be looking to experience love differently. So if we are constantly looking for our past to define love or to make sense to us, or worse, to model ourselves and our next relationship with, we can't win. So this is why it's so essential that we let go of our past relationships and we let go of the expectations that we had, because those were based on fantasy. It's why it always fell short. And we start to look through a new lens, a lens where we can actually see how love is always present. And when we are separate from it, it's because we have not aligned with that high frequency where love is.
Do you think, Marcy, and okay, we always hear about love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, based on my experience, that's confusing love with physical attraction. But could I possibly be wrong about that? Do you believe that there are people who do see each other and they connect on some level, maybe, you know, from a past life, or there's a soul connection? Do you believe that love at first sight is possible?
Don't forget, you had me at hello.
Yeah. So I do believe that we can experience love at first sight. But again, it all depends on our ability to discern where we are in that relationship before we start to make, assumptions about the relationship. It can certainly feel like love at first sight when we have the chemical reaction where it's like, ah, right? And you're just wanting to connect with that person, and it gets hot and heavy very fast. Very often those fizzle out. But I do know that there are some who have had this soul recognition. And the soul recognition is one that can be the, I don't even want to say beginning of a very high frequency love, because it's usually a continuation. Mm. And you said, Mark, you know, can it be from a past life? And yes, we can.
I love to think about them as interactions. This is my research brain now, where you learn about what interactions are like between trust and respect. There's like a dynamic energy about them. And I'm glad we're talking about this. Marcy, before we go to the phones, and we've got people just can't wait to get in here, I do would love and appreciate for you to talk about heart shift, because it's one of the most powerfully put together two words, but more importantly, it's a powerful, powerful way to help people get to that place in their heart they want to go.
That's right. So, and thank you for that question, by the way, because it is an important concept to really dig into. All right. So a heart shift is actually when we are using our free will, which governs all experiences in the universe, by the way, to shift the energy that surrounds our heart. The energy that is within our heart is divine, doesn't need anything from us. It's already whole, it's pure, it knows exactly what it's meant to do and how to do it. But because of our past experiences, we have this, congestion, you might say,
good word,
around the heart.
Yeah.
And that congestion, all right, is the impact, the residue, the debris from past experiences where we believed that we were separate from love, that perhaps love abandoned us, that we weren't lovable, weren't enough, weren't worthy enough, all of that. And so when we choose to recalibrate that energy, we are choosing, number one, to set it free from the prison that we have placed it in. Number two, we are on this trajectory where we are gathering all the information that we need in order to transform that energy. Every particle of dense energy needs one thing, and that's light. So we, in our journey of the heart shift, and this is a very personal journey, by the way, we are exploring what we need in order to elevate those particles so they can once again be transformed into the light energy that is capable. Now we're talking potential, right? Of actually creating the relationship that our heart is yearning for. Our heart is yearning for a relationship where it can be free, it can be authentic, it can be fully and wholly and creatively expressed, because that's our true nature and that's the only love that we deserve.
If I can, I know we want to go to callers, but I want to follow up on that. For the benefit of the listeners, I met Marcy at the International Association of Near-Death Studies. We were both speakers there.
Yes.
And what you described, Marcy, immediately resonated with me about how the love that's in the heart is pure or because it's divine. And for those of us, yourself included, who've had near-death experiences, in the vast majority of NDEs, when people connect with the light and the divine intelligence, there's the sensation, the feeling of absolute unconditional love. And in my work as a medium, what I've found is that when we leave this material world, transition to the other side and enter the light, there's the connection with that love. So as what we really are immortal living beings, are you saying that's the divine love, but we're encapsulated with these finite bodies that sort of are a magnet for all of these bizarre, negative, challenging experiences? And is that in a way like a barrier, a clog? I know you use the word congestion between our true divine self and our finite material brain. Am I misreading that?
Yeah, we call that crust. That's a crust busting.
Yeah,
a crust busting term.
It sounds very crusty.
Sorry.
It is. It's great. It is crusty. So yes and no.
Okay.
So the energy that is already there within our heart center, as I said, is divine, and the congestion that takes place is the result of experiences that we have misinterpreted. So it is a matter of actually, and I know this sounds strange, and our listeners may be rolling their eyes when I say this, but it's part of our journey.
Yeah.
It actually is what strengthens us so that we can be a greater expression of love. Let's face it, we are humans. We are here for this human experience. And Mark, you know this. You know, when we speak to those on the other side, they talk about what a privilege it is to be here and how unique this experience is because of what we can experience. But we have to have an awareness of what we're doing. And we have to start to make choices that are based on that knowledge, that awareness, that the more that we open ourselves, give ourselves the opportunities to experience love in every way, the more we have to offer up to love. Because love has no judgment, no conditions, no expectations. It is the expansiveness of creation itself. And this is our part in the partnership. So all that congestion, it's actually there in our favor. It's like going to the gym and we, you know, exercise this part and exercise that part. And we do it so that we can be flexible, so that we can be resilient, so that we can be authentic, right? And be in our whole being. And it gives us accessibility to all the parts of us that, you know, are hanging around like saying, hey, what the heck? You know, I came here mm-hmm. to experience love and have fun and mm-hmm. and be something, right? Be yeah. what I came to be. And so when we misinterpret those past experiences, that's how the congestion starts. Mm.
I think we're so reminded of this too, Marcy, in the reflection of how we are out in the world. I mean, you know, I'm not joking about my reference to movies. I think people have references that make them tingle in their heart or feel sad, you know, or they relate to. I mean, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy, but you could be a girl standing in front of a girl. That's okay. Right. Asking him or her to love. I mean, who didn't just like knocked a little bit of that congestion off of there with that, sure. right?
Yeah.
But we may not know how to get there. And that's what I think heart shift is about.
That's right.
Right? I yeah. feel it, but now what? Now yeah. what? And that's part of today's show, isn't it?
It so sure is.
Folks that are calling in, I mean, we are going to assist in whatever way. We know yeah. how, Mark, Marcy. Before we go to the phones, Marcy, I do want to let folks know, Marcy Newman, everybody, how they find out about you, how they find out about Heart Shift, how they find out about all the different ways that you have provided for people to take this journey forward, right?
Yeah,
how tell us how we do that.
So first off, my website is simple, heartshiftcoach.com. On Facebook, I'm the Heart Shift Coach. Instagram, the same, the Heart Shift Coach. And my work is also on another website that I host called Self Love University. Mm. And that's something that I think is also an important aspect of our conversation. And that is to understand that self-love and heart shift are a marriage made in heaven.
I like that.
Yes.
I do too. Yeah.
I love that.
Okay. One cannot exist without the other.
It's a rough journey, though. I mean, I know a little bit about that one. There's a reason that I created Crest Busting. I mean, I just looked in the mirror one day.
Did you need dynamite for that? Or?
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I mean, are you kidding? Let's go to the phones if we could, Jacob. Who do we have? I know we've got some people that have been waiting so patiently.
Yeah, we're going to start off with Tori from California. Tori, you are on with the Psychic in the Dock.
Hi, Tori.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, hi.
It's you, Tori.
Yeah, it's Tori, and I'm driving. Let me pull over. I didn't think I was going to get on. Right on.
Oh, but you know.
Hold on, I'm pulling over.
I know, yeah. I was just going to tell you, anybody calling in here, you got to pull over. Yeah, that would be great, Tori. We'll give you a second to pull over. Take your time there.
I've pulled over.
Okay.
I'm excited to be here. I've been watching the show for a while now.
Okay. So are you on a cell phone? Are you like Bluetoothing it in your car?
I've pulled over and I'm just talking to you on my cell phone.
Beautiful. Talk right into that cell phone if you could so we can hear you loud and clear. How can we help you today?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. What can we
Hello?
Do for you today?
I just wanted to call in because I've been watching your show for a while and I was going to see if I could connect anyone that's passed over having to do with the heart.
The heart. Mm. How's your heart feel today, Tori?
How does my heart feel today?
Yeah.
Fabulous. I've just gone through a major transformation and feel majorly grateful for what I've learned and how far I've come in this journey.
Marcy, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, let me sum it up. You had a narcissist with a codependent for 30 years. And the reason I did it is because my father died when I was 10, and I promised that no matter what happened, I would let my daughter know her father. And in doing so, it broke my heart. But she has a good relationship with him, and I'm out of it now, so I'm grateful. She's 30 years old, though. It took me a long time.
That's a huge act of self-love. Enormous. I think you can expect for like roads of incredible transformation to lay themselves out before you.
That's the hope. It's always been the hope.
Well, it's there.
Mark.
Thank you. I know it is.
Mark, any messages for Tori?
You know, it's so hard for me to hear, and I'm, you know, part of the resonance of her voice is instrumental to the connection to the other side. So, Tori, I'm going to ask you to call back some week when you're at a terrestrial location and not in your car.
Or right into your cell phone.
Okay.
If you just speak right into that cell phone, not on speakerphone, I'm pretty sure we can nail it.
Okay.
Oh, much better.
Okay. I'm gonna
try. That's better. All right.
Okay.
Hold on. I know that you want to connect with your dad, and I'm getting a male energy coming through.
No, not necessarily.
All right, but all right.
Yeah, not necessarily my dad.
I think I'm going to take a pass on this one.
Well, I got to tell you something, and let me just tell you, Tori, for me, I love your energy.
Thank you.
I love it. Can I tell you the impact of this, if you don't mind? I'm going to just spend not more than 60 seconds, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Here it is.
Okay.
I've been doing this 16, 17 years, close to 11,000 interviews, that many callers calling in. And you may not know this, but the energy and your vibration and what Marcy said, what you've just done is you have raised up thousands of people. And I want to personally thank you for that.
Thank you.
It's been
a tough journey.
I really do.
Thank you.
Your major inspiration.
Well, I really wanted to connect with Mark, but I will call back another time when I'm on a regular phone.
I would love for you to call back. Thank you, Tori.
Yeah, Tori, we look forward to it. All
right, thanks. I love it. Oh, man, that's good energy. Hey, let's go to Debbie from Arizona, can we?
Looks like Debbie actually is no longer on the lines, but I can go to Sandy from Illinois.
Debbie, come on, please call back. Yeah, Sandy.
Let's do Sandy.
Sandy's up.
Sandy, you're
Hi,
on
Sandy.
With the Psychic in the Dock.
Sandy, how are you?
Debbie, are you there? Or Sandy, are you there?
Sometimes what they do is they turn their phones off. I, as a listener, when I call into a show, I turn my phone off, and then I try to talk, and I realize I've muted myself. And I do this for a living. Sandy,
are you there?
Sandy, are you there now?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yay! How can we help you today?
So my question is about that true pure love. I was married almost 25 years. To the person that was ultimately what I felt was my soulmate. We met and married within 119 days, and like I said, we were married almost 25 years. And my question is, you know, you talk about that yearning, and it's becoming Valentine's Day, and you see all these couples and this love with other couples. And so one of my questions is about the... you know, my spouse on the other side, and can he still feel the love from me? And then also, how do I continue? Because sometimes it gets faded more as the years go on. How can I continue to feel that love from him in my day-to-day life?
Marcy.
You know, you yearn for that, just that one more hug, or just to even... feel like you've got that hug wrapped around your heart so you don't forget, or you know what I mean? You can continue to, I don't know, just become who you are now, you know, these years later. I'm a different person than I was, you know, 6 years ago. But so that's what I, you know, struggle with as the years go on after having what I felt like was that great love?
Well, I guess first off, I'd like to tell you that I'm feeling very grateful that your heart is still yearning for that connection, because of course your husband does feel that connection for you. But I think you really hit on something, and that is that you have changed. And that in that changing, right, you're not the same person that you were when you were married to your husband and in that relationship. And your husband has changed as well, but it doesn't mean that the love is gone. But sometimes when we expect for the love to feel the same way that it did when you were here together on the earth, you may be actually setting yourself up for disappointment. And so my recommendation is that you speak to him and you start to develop a new relationship where you can feel the energy in a different way based on who you are now. Now, the truth is that every relationship goes through seasons, right? And this is the season that you are in now. And so that love is being redefined. But I also know that you have moments in your memory where you can actually feel something physical. Maybe it's in his touch, or maybe it's the memory of how he smelled, maybe coming right out of the shower. There is something that's calling to you that he will use in order to communicate with you. And so when we open ourselves up to all of these new possibilities and we allow the relationship to continue to evolve, it is the most remarkable thing. Right, Mark? Like how spirit just continues to be in relationship with us and shows us continuously. Love is eternal.
You know, it really is. It really is. And not even death can kill love.
No.
You know, I remember, and I quote him quite often. One of my mentors was a priest named Father Sonny. And no matter what the sermon, it always ended on love. It was always about love. And I remember what Father Sonny said to me, and I wrote it in my first book, Never Letting Go. He said that grief is the price of love, and that we grieve as deeply as we have loved. And I said, well, Father Sonny, then that just makes love so painful. He said, Mark, a life without love isn't much of a life at all then, is it? Mm-hmm. And that really, really stuck with me. And so, you know, what you just said, Marcy, and I really want to thank the caller so very much for bringing this to light, because people need to know this.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, you need to, you know, I feel like I still need that validation that my husband still loves me, you know.
Well, of course, everybody, you know, all right, speaking on behalf of my gender, you know, a lot of people think, you know, guys are like, they're supposed to know I love them. Come on, we need it too. You know, everyone right. needs to feel that you're loved, that you're attractive. You know, people want that, you know, and it's funny because in the Me Too movement, I heard some guys saying, I'm afraid to tell that woman that she's pretty because, you know, she might get all bent out of shape. And it's like, well, then do it diplomatically. Don't go up and smack her on the butt. Go, yeah, baby, that's great. You know, you've got to say, wow, you know, you look amazing today. Wow, you're just like you always bring light into the room, you know, put it in some positive way. And ladies, guys need to hear that too. You know, go up and say, hey, have you lost weight? I mean, everybody wants to hear that. Hey, have you lost weight? You know, just make people need to be validated emotionally, spiritually. You know, even the most selfless of people still need the proverbial pat on the back now and again.
Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to ask your husband how he will let you know that he's with you.
Yeah.
He'll let you know.
Right.
You know, sometimes right. just saying to... Just telling somebody, you know, I couldn't imagine my life without you. That is a very, I've found very powerful thing to let people know.
Well, and I think one of the most powerful things I told him is, you know, when in the final days, you know, he talks about, you know, this isn't a life anymore, and you have to tell them that it's okay. I'm going to be okay, you know. But, you know, the longer the years go on, you know, the less connection you kind of feel sometimes. And this time of year always brings that up. Even
yeah, it does.
It brings it into the forefront more than some of the other times of the year.
Yeah. You know, let me just say this to you. And first of all, I want to thank you for calling in. This is at the heart of the heart shift work Marcy does. It really is at the body of work that she does with people, her programs, her coaching. This is really at one of the things that I know about you, Marcy, that's at the core, you know, because these are complex, multidimensional, maybe even intergalactic emotions that come through. And your honesty and vulnerability in sharing them is such a beautiful spotlight for so many people that are where you are, that know that someone is not with me anymore. And most of society wants you to just do something and get over it. And that's not what the show is about. That's not, I'm from New York. I can't tell you how many times my relatives have told me, just suck it up and get over it. That's not this show.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
It's just like, get the tissues, wipe your nose. When the box, this, my grandmother told me this. When the box of tissues run out, you're done.
No.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I want to just make sure, Marcy, one more time, and then also for you, Mark, how do people find out about you? And honestly, there's work that you're doing, Marcy, that can help the people today that are listening to the show.
Sure.
I mean, Valentine's Day?
It's a tough one. Sure.
You know, I think a good Valentine's present would be a session with Marcy.
I've been timed my life. I think a year wouldn't be enough with Marcy. Marcy, how do they find out?
Thank you. Again, my website is heartshiftcoach.com. On all of my social media, I am the Heart Shift Coach. And by the way, everyone, I am the only Heart Shift Coach in the whole world. Heart shifting is my process, and it's the result of over 45 years of working in this field of helping people to heal their hearts. And it is a powerful, powerful process. And it is one that is, it's liberating. It's this moment of liberation where you can give up all of those dense beliefs that have kept you separate from yourself, from the world, and most of all, from love. So, yes, thank you so much. And of course, you can always contact me through my website. Very simple. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Marcy. And Mark, this time of year, I mean, this is also for you too. This is a time of year where people are longing for connection. So can you remind everybody here how they can contact you, how they can get on your calendar? And of course, you've written so many books on the afterlife, and how do people do and find out about all of that?
Yes, they can all... please visit my website, evidenceofeternity.com, and you can find out about a telephone session with me. And the beauty of a private session is I have the time to spend with you, because you're going to get more than one person who loves you from the other side coming through. And a lot of people are giving gifts of readings for Valentine's Day. So my website is evidenceofeternity.com. And please sign up for my newsletter. That'll keep you up to date on the next episodes, upcoming episodes of The Psychic and the Doc as well.
Yeah. So. I think we ought to go right to the phones and just hold up on going to breaks. We just had like a little announcement, so that's cool. Let's go. Who do we want? Jenny from Florida? Who is it, Jacob?
We're going to go with Jenny from Florida.
Jerry, I love it. Great to have you. How can we help you today?
You know, I spoke with you before. Am I on the air?
You're live. You're live.
This is, all right.
Like fried chicken and mashed potatoes. You're live.
All right, maybe it was Jen. Is there a Jenny also?
Are you Jerry?
I'm Jerry from Florida.
Jerry from Florida, you're live. What can we do to help you?
Okay. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jerry.
And Marcy and Dr. Pat. Great.
Okay, turn your radio down, because I know you're trying to listen to the radio. You don't need to listen to the background radio.
Okay. All right. I'm turning it down now.
Awesome.
Okay, am I okay now?
I love it. You're live. What can we do to help you, Jerry?
I want to say hello to Mark and Dr. Pat and Marcy.
Cool.
I was having trouble with that, with what Marcy said about never having to say you're sorry.
No, that's me. I said that based on a quote from the movie.
Okay. Yeah. All right. My daughter was married to an alcoholic who was verbally abusive, and he also pushed my grandchild, and the children are really suffering now. I was really wondering if Mark had anything for me, for my daughter and granddaughters. They're having trouble thinking about love.
They're having trouble thinking about love?
You know, they,
yep.
And yeah, really, you know, that.
So what you're talking about is you're talking about a situation with your daughter and your granddaughter, which has to do with being in an alcoholic, either relationship or family situation, correct?
Correct.
That's a
and
tough
one. The result of that is that the children have a lot of anxiety now, and I believe my son-in-law needs to say that he's sorry. But I was really wondering if there was any spiritual help for me. Every time that my granddaughter comes home from her father's house, she has to talk to the psychologist.
This is a big conversation. I'm going to give you a short answer, then I'm going to turn you over to Marcy. I am a daughter of an alcoholic mother who killed herself when I was six. And the journey to love is really a journey. But here's what I want to say to you. Those children can come out with a full, beautiful heart open for love. They will be able to do that. It may not seem like it. They're going to be able to do it, and Marcy's going to tell you how. Because this is a body of work that we know a bit about. So just hold that faith, right, Marcy?
First off, I just want to say, Dr. Pat, I totally agree with you. It's, again, we come back to this place where we forget that it's a journey. And, you know, my God, if we could just snap our fingers and, you know, everything is back to just the way we would want it to be and everyone is happy and healthy and whole. But it is a journey, and I'm so happy that they are getting support and the help that they need to disentangle whatever experiences that they've had in the past and that they have each time with visitation. And there is nothing more important than that, because they must be in this process as it is unfolding. So the best thing, of course, is for them to maintain those relationships that are supportive to them, where they feel safe and they can trust and they can learn about love in a different way. And that's what they're getting from the support that they have now.
Right. And Jerry, do you find that that's your role?
Yes. And also, I think that, you know, their mother is very, very loving. The girls are begging to stay with their mother, and their father won't give them up. So he got 30% custody, but every time they go there, they're upset.
So, Jerry, I want to say something
to you. I do understand that.
I want to say something to you. You are the warrior, like the warrior I had in my life at a very young age to help
me. Thank you.
You're the warrior.
Oh, thank you.
And while you may not be able to have direct influence on the help and support that children get, this is your turn to build up your heart shift energy, as Marcy would say, to become stockpiled so you can be there for them. So you can show up as pure love, despite what you know about how they spent the last hour or 3 hours. And I'm serious about this. I mean, this is a journey, as Marcy will tell you, but there's help for you. This is where the self-love, Marcy, right?
It is. It's all about self-love. And first of all, we have to make certain that we are giving ourselves the compassion that is necessary for us to move forward. I sort of look at the energy of compassion as a bridge. It takes us from where we are closer to where we want to be. And it's a matter of accepting yourself, that you're not a finished product. None of us are. We are in this journey. And there are periods of our lives that are more challenging and difficult than others. And then there are periods where you can take a little bit of a breath. And it's my hope that that breath will come soon. But the compassion that you give yourself on a regular basis will help that to happen. And it's all about knowing that this is temporary, even though it feels overwhelming at times. And that as you continue on, you continue to learning what loving yourself is really all about and how to make choices that are self-loving based on knowing who you are, your worth, your value, and that you deserve more in life. And those choices will help you to create a new life, and you'll share that life with those around you.
Thank you so much.
Got that, Jerry? Remember, every time those children come in and they're in your presence, remember to be a beacon of love to them.
That's right.
Even if they don't seem like they want it. Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
Dr. Pat, could I make one recommendation?
Please, yes.
There is a wonderful, wonderful book. It's written by Neil Donald Walsh. The name of the book is The Little Soul and the Sun. It's written as a children's book. God bless the child that can absorb that whole concept. But it talks about how these greatest challenges in our lives somehow, and I know we can't figure this out in our head, we can only do it through the journey of the heart. Somehow it teaches us about the greatest parts of love and who we are, and the people around us as well.
Okay, Jerry?
Thank you so very much.
You're
Does
so
Mark
welcome.
Have anything for me?
I do, Jerry. What I'm getting is a female energy coming through that she could be a mom, could be a grandmother, because all grandmothers are moms, and most mothers or many mothers are grandmothers. And what I'm getting about her is, this is interesting. She showed me an image of the Virgin Mary, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Now, this may not necessarily be a religious message so much as one of a symbolic message. And it is that the energy of a mother and the love of a mother is pure, unconditional, eternal, yet it is also filled with great suffering, and that the role of a mother all too often is to be long-suffering, yet through that, to always show compassion. That's the message for you.
Well, my mother had a special devotion to the Blessed Mother, and so I can verify that that would be her speaking. It would be my mom speaking.
Super. So yeah, so your mom was giving me that message and that image, and see how you immediately made the connection. And that's why when that comes through, take it. Fantastic. I'm so glad that she came through for you and delivered to you that message. You're awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. First of all, let me just thank both of you. Marcy, thank you so much for jumping in on the show today. Really powerful, really a blessing to connect with you and Mark as well. And one more time, I know we've talked about quite a bit here today. There's a lot of messages, but there's a way. You know, there's a way for people, right, to get to that heart shift place. There's a way. And that's what you do, Marcy. Again, let folks know how they can work with you, how they can work with your programs. What's the best way?
The best way is to contact me through my website, which is heartshiftcoach.com, or of course through any of the social medias, which is The Heart Shift Coach. And just know that, as you say in the beginning of your show, there are no subjects that are off limits. And I'm here to help you and support you and to help you to understand things in a little bit of a different way, and that you always have other possibilities and potential that in this moment and the place that you're in, you can't yet recognize, but I promise is there for you.
You know, I have to add, this is our Valentine's Day show, and I am feeling the love. And Yay. Let me tell you, I am on the air with Marcy Newman and Dr. Pat Basile. Am I the luckiest guy on planet
Yes,
Earth? I am
are.
Feeling the love. And and I mean that with all sincerity. I've known both of you and worked with both of you now for years. And both of you do what you do because of love. And when you love what you do, every day is a gift. So I want to thank both of you. I want to wish all of the audience, all of our listeners, a happy Valentine's Day. Maybe it won't be the wine and roses and chocolates Valentine's Day, but the thing is, as my friend Father Sonny told me, a life without love isn't much of a life at all.
Right.
Well, to both of you, here's looking at you, kid.
Right. Woo.
Thank you all for tuning us in. I got to thank Jacob for doing a fantastic job, and Linda and Jessica just doing amazing to bring on listeners. Now, Charlene and some of the others you were not able to get on the show today, we're going to be here next week. Give us a shout. We will do the Valentine's Day hangover for you.
Oh, I love it.
So we'll be ready to do that. Mark, website, how do people get you?
evidenceofeternity.com. And I love the Valentine's hangover. It tastes a lot like chocolate covered cherries that you left out of the box just a little too long.
That's, and maybe Jacob will get Diana Ross's Love Hangover song for us. Thank you both.
Thank you
all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time. Stay tuned. We got another hour, amazing hour coming up right here. We'll see you next week. Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Dark with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems, yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.